英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。嘿，嘉伦。
嗨，希润。
What's up？
Sorry， 为什么每次我每次都是接不上来？
Okay, so two things here. First of all, I think it's so important to know that somehow in the North American culture, when using what's up as a greeting, the person really isn't looking for a very elaborate answer. You can respond with just the same. You can respond to what's up with what's up. And even though it doesn't make any grammatical sense at all, but this is something that people actually do. And other people from other cultures haveindeed observed and said this is really strange because somehow in the US you have people responding to how are you with how are you and what's up with what's up and you have both sides asking the other person how are you or what's up with the other side responding the same way and no one seems to be answering anyone's questions. So that's the first thing that I want to say. It's not this big question that you should feel pressure to really answer really well. However, having some prepared answers...would help, might help. So we're gonna address that today as well. 首先我要讲到的是在北美用 What's up 打招呼是一件非常非常常见的事情。但是你如果仔细听周边的人和其他人打招呼的时候，往往你会听到双方都在说 What's up， 但是没有任意一方会回答，但是也没有人会觉得尴尬。这一点其实是一个挺奇怪的一点吧，很多其他国家的朋友们也都有观察到、察觉到，然后也都反映出来了，在网上说美国是一个很奇怪的地方，就是在美国当你问别人 what's up， 别人也给你回 what's up， 两个人在打招呼的时候就是没有在回应任意一方，只是在互相打招呼而已。所以即便是有些奇怪，但是在日常生活里往往我们听到的是的确是这个样子的。所以当我们在和别人沟通的时候，其实不需要把很大的压力放在怎么样回应这个 what's up 上面。如果当时感觉到紧张说不出来的话，那么其实回应一句 what's up 完全 OK。 但是今天呢，我们也会介绍一些不同的回答方法，这样多多少少当我们在和其他人打招呼的时候就会感到更自如一点。我们以前有谈过类似的一个 topic， 就是怎么样回答 how are you， and some of the answers to how are you can be used to respond to what's up as well。Although what's up in context really is more like hello than how are you. 讲到 what's up, 其实你可以把它理解为一种说 hello 的一个方法。So instead of saying hello, you can say what's up. And when someone says hello to you, you can respond with what's up. But just know that there is no wrong answer. Because what's up is a greeting, you can really respond any way you like. If you don't want to say much, you can say not much. What's up with you? Shoot the question right back at them.Or you can say something like, I'm just living my best life, and follow up with the same question, what's up with you? 因为 what's up 是一句问候，所以怎么样回答 that's up to you, 绝对没有错的答案。你如果不想多说的话，最简单的两个字就是 not much. Not much. Not much. What's up with you? 然后再把问题问回去 what's up with you? And then you can listen to how they respond.当你把问题问回去的时候，这个时候你就可以注意一下对方是如何回应 what's up 的。或者你也可以先下手为强，见到了对方直接问一句 hey what's up and then see how they respond， 让他们先回答，你来听看看他们是如何回答这句话的。
那我想问说 what's going up， 有这样说的
no，
没有这么说的，
没有， it's what's going on or what's up， 但是没有 what's going up
How's going up?
No, how's it going? Just how's it going or what's up? 唯一一个往上走的是 what's up.
是吗？
Yes.
黑人文化里面有吗？
It's just what's up.
Alright.
唯一一个往上的是 what's up.
嗯哼。
就是 how's it going? 有 how's it going? 也有 what's happening? 也有 what's going on? Or what's good? 怎么样也可以说 what's good?
How's it going? How's it going?What's good? What's good? What's happening? What's happening? These are all other ways to greet someone. How's it going? What's good? What's happening? 这三句话也都是可以用来打招呼的。And they pretty much all mean the same thing. 大家可以试着换着说 Hey, what's up? How's it going? What's good? What's happening?
So here I also should say that phrases like what's happening and what's going onWhile they can be used as a greeting, for example, Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's going on? They could also be real, legitimate questions when there is indeed something going on. So context is really important because if the person asking what's happening and what's going on, if they are expecting a real answer, then responding with a greeting would not be the best way to go.
在这里我也要补充一句，因为我们今天的 focus 是怎么样打招呼和怎么样去回应一些打招呼时候说的话。那么讲到了 what's happening, 还有刚才嘉伦提到的 what's going on, 这两句话虽然都是可以用来打招呼，但是这两句话也可以作为非常认真的问题。比如说，如果有个地方非常热闹，那么突然来了一个人，不清楚是什么情况，向你打听一句 What's happening? 他真的是想知道这里到底是在发生什么事情，为什么会这么热闹？而你如果给他回应一句 Not much, 这样会让对方比较 confused, 而且也是所答非所问，因为他问的的确是这里在发生什么事情，而不是你好吗？所以对方的口吻和语气，还有当时的环境非常的重要。同样What's going on? 它虽然可以用来打招呼 Hey, what's going on? 但是它还有另外一个意思 What's going on? What's going on? 同样是在追问这到底在发生什么事情 What's going on? 也可以用来问你怎么了所以这句话在不同的场合是有不同的意思的在这种情况下语气、口吻和环境同样是非常非常的重要一个人如果态度不是很好的向你说 What's going on? 他其实不是在问候你他问的是你到底在做什么 Here, listen to these two ways of saying the same thing. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Do you hear how they're actually different questions asking different things? The first one is indeed a greeting, and you don't have to respond with much. But the second one, what's going on? 这到底是怎么回事? The person asking is actually looking for an answer. So you really have to pay attention to the context. All that to say, listening is really, really key. Because we're talking about greetings, for starters, try saying, hey, what's up to others, or hey, what's going on to others, and really listen to how they respond.
讲到底,听力是非常非常重要的。如果我们的目标是能够更自如地和他人交流，那么我们要练的除了说之外，更重要的是听。所以讲回到打招呼，我们可以先开口 Hey, what's up? Hey, what's good? Hey, what's happening? And then listen, 然后仔细地听对方是如何回应的。
Think of it this way. Every time you ask, you're learning a different way to answer.
English, 说说看，
开口天天练。
That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice.
不要忘记练习啊。
拜拜。
拜拜。